The chief prosecutor in the cases involving Republican former House Speaker Larry Householder and Democratic Cincinnati City Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld stepped down at the request of President Biden last month. But he's speaking out about the work he did and what's ahead in those cases. Former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio David DeViller says more new indictments and charges are possible in the cases involving the nuclear bailout law and Cincinnati City Council. DeViller says there's still plenty of corruption out there, but he hopes these big cases will deter people in power who might ever consider exchanging money for a deal.
I hope that these investigations and prosecutions and coming to light, you know, really kind of help the next generation of politicians and public servants, and that, you know, the idea that you can accept money with a wink, wink, nudge, nudge promise to, you know, do something that in your capacity as a politician or as a public servant for money, whether it's going into your pockets or whether it's going into your campaign fund, you know, if you're making that promise in return for it, that's a crime. It's a federal crime. It always has been. And I think that culture of people coming into service thinking, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be, hopefully now realize that it's not.
DeVillers, who's now at a Columbus law firm, says it usually takes 9 months to a year to go from indictment to trial. But COVID has shut down court proceedings, which means it'll take longer than usual before a resolution in these high-profile cases. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.